News Talk 790 KFYO 647 with Tom and Laura. On Thursday, on the line, we've got Texas State Comptroller candidate Deborah Medina. Welcome to the program this morning. How are you?
Great to be with you. Well.
Hey, listen, I just wanted to check in with you because some interesting figures have come out in a poll conducted by the Texas Tribune that show you leading in this poll by 13 points, 49-26. That's kind of interesting. You know, tell us about that.
Well, you know, this same polling was done earlier in the year, back in late October, early November.
Let me correct that. I said 49-26. It's actually 49-36.
No, 39-26.
39-26. Right. I'm sorry. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. Sorry.
49 would be even better, but 39-26 is where we are today, according to this poll. And we they did similar polling back in late October, and I had a 10-point lead at that time. I think it was something that the pundits, the political class, expected to evaporate once the other guys started spending money. Everybody has known that as a grassroots campaign, we haven't had the financial resources that the establishment or career politician candidates have. And so most folks, I guess if there were people betting on this race, would have, conventional wisdom was, when the other candidates start to spend money, that lead will evaporate. Well, in fact, it hasn't evaporated, and it's out further. And I think, golly gee, maybe I'm the better candidate. How about that? You know, I'm leading on the ideas of fiscal responsibility and free markets. The other candidates are parroting the things that we're talking about in this race and the job that the comptroller has to do. And so I think these numbers reflect that. We're very excited about it, and we're pushing for 51% come election night. We hope people are moving very quickly to our campaign as they begin to realize the importance of the office here in Texas.
You know, this is really interesting to me because, and I'm just an outside looking in, but it would appear to me from what I've seen that the other candidates in this race are outspending you.
Oh, by a lot. One of the candidates has spent over $2.5 million between January 24th and February 22nd, that less than 30-day window, has spent $2.5 million on advertising. But thankfully, voters are looking for more than just the sound bites. They're looking for more than just, I'm a nice person, I have a pretty family, vote for me. And that's been kind of the hallmark of my work, has been substance. People often say, gosh, Deborah, you get in the weeds. Well, it's time somebody starts to get in the weeds and lead. Law is important. The wisdom of the law is important. The application of the law is important. And we need to do the mental heavy lifting that's necessary to make sure we're passing good policy. If we're going to preserve a free, prosperous republic, then we have to understand the weeds. And I have studied, and I'm working hard, and I'm hoping to cross that finish line with 51% on Tuesday night.
Yeah, here's the way the question was worded. If the 2014 Republican primary election for comptroller were held today, which of the following candidates would you vote for, or haven't you thought about it enough to have an opinion? Okay, Deb Medina, 39, Harvey Hildebrand, actually 25, Glenn Hager, 25, Raul Torres, 12. Among likely voters, Deborah Medina, 39%, Harvey Hildebrand, 26%, Glenn Hager, 24%, Raul Torres, 11%. Well, it seems like, you know, your message is resonating with people, and of course it's a poll. There's a margin of plus or minus 5% error, just about, but, you know, the numbers don't lie. So congratulations to you.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, and we'll see you at the poll, okay?
Thank you.